Choosing Arch Top Fiber, my name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Yes, I called a little while ago about setting up service at my home in Kingston, New York.
Yes. You talked to me earlier, so would you like to continue with that app, setting up of that application?
Yes.
Awesome. Your name was Eric, correct?
Yes. Is there an office in Kingston that I can physically go to if there's a problem?
So we do have an office. Our office is at 300 Enterprise Drive.
Enterprise Drive. Where is Enterprise at? Where is that off of?
So if you are, you know where the Walmart is right off of Ulster?
I do.
So if you're the quickest way to get there if you're right by that Walmart is if you go on 209 heading, I believe it's west, not towards Rhinebeck, but the other way. And then the next exit down is Enterprise Drive. Once you take that off ramp, it's going to be to the left and down. When you hit the roundabout, it's going to be the building that's on the left-hand side of the road. We're in the old IBM building. Alrighty. So what is your address one more time, Eric?
12 Staples.
I'm getting that information back up. And is this a home or business?
Home.
Now, what speed of internet were you looking to get? We have two options available. We have 1 and 2 gig packages.
How much will one service?
Can you say that one more time?
How much will 1 gig serve? I think that's a lot of gig, but I want to hear how much that will accommodate.
So we have no limitations on how many devices can be connected to our services. For 1 gig of service, you're looking at approximately anywhere between 20 and 30 devices that can be connected without seeing a degradation in service.
One is fine, sir.
Alrighty. Now, about how large is your home?
It's a single family home, sir. I'm sure it's average, I assume.
All right. I just had to ask because we do have offer Wi-Fi extenders. So we can say none for now, but if you are seeing a slightly slower speeds of service in certain areas of your home, you can always give us a call back and we'd be happy to help get you set up with Wi-Fi extenders, or you can also always purchase your own.
How much more are they, sir?
They're $7.99 a piece.
Okay, because I actually have extenders in my home, brand new. So can they be set up at the time of installation, sir?
Yes, you'll be able to hook up if you already have pre-existing Wi-Fi extenders. You can help get those connected to your service automatically.
Actually, no, they're brand new. They haven't even been opened.
Oh, yeah. So our technicians should be able to help get you set up with those.
Thank you.
All right. Are you in need of any kind of...
And the soonest you have is 5 business days. You don't have anything for this week?
No,
cancellations or anything.
No, we don't run off of cancellations. We don't run off of anything like that. We have a dedicated service window. It's set by the system that it won't let us do anything earlier than 5 days.
Okay.
All right. And are you in need of any kind of home phone services?
No. Just the internet, sir.
Just the internet. Gotcha. So we have your address is 12 Staples Street here in Kingston, New York, 12401. Do you own or rent your property?
Does that, sir, really? Is that important to know?
It is, yes, sir.
So there's a difference if I owned or if I rented.
So essentially what's going on is if you own your home, there's no issue. But if you rent your property, we do have to contact the landlord in order to gain permission to access the grounds so that we have their permission in case we do need to bury a drop cable, that we have permission to do so on their property.
I own the home. So.
All right. And how do you receive your utilities? Do they come through the air or underground?
I've never been asked that question before, sir. I don't know.
No worries. We can always determine that when we service installation. And is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
Fantastic. All right. And you said your first name is Eric, E-R-I-C?
Yes.
How do you spell your last name?
B-R-A-D-F-O-R-D.
Can you spell that one more time for me a little bit slower, sir?
B-R-A-D-F-O-R-D.
I'm going to read that back to you one more time. Is that C-R-A-D-S-O-R-C?
My last name is Bradford, starting with a B. I don't know how much slower I can go. B is in boy. R is in racquetball. A is in apple. D is in dog. F is in Frank. O is in orange. R is in rabbit. D is in David.
Thank you very much for that. Eric, I'm sorry. It was just a little hard to hear you.
And sorry, because we don't know each other, I would appreciate it, sir, if you call me Mr. Bradford, please.
All right. I'm sorry about that, Mr. Bradford. All right. And what is your email address, Mr. Bradford?
My last name, Bradford, 267 at Gmail.
Thank you very much for that, Mr. Bradford. And is the phone number you're contacting me on a good contact number for you?
It is.
All right. That's going to be that 914-299-8391.
Yes.
Now, we have a couple options of how we can contact you. We have phone, email, or text message. Which one would you prefer?
Email.
Email?
Yes.
All right. And do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can subscribe at any time by contacting us at our office or by clicking the unsubscribe button at the bottom of our emails.
Not a problem, sir.
All right. So we're looking at a 1 gig home internet connection with no Wi-Fi extenders. You don't need phone service at 12 Staples Street in Kingston, New York, 12401. You do own your home. You're not sure about how you get your utilities, that's not a worry, and your billing address is not different from your service address. As part of the process of running this, we do need to run a small credit check. We're not going to make a hit on your account. It's just a soft check. We're just gathering a few bits of information to determine you are who you say you are and see if a minimum deposit is required. You may opt out of this at any time, but by doing so, it does require you to pay the minimum deposit of $50. Would you like to run that check today?
And I will get the deposit back when?
If you are required to make a deposit, that deposit is refunded to you at the time of cancellation of service.
That's fine.
All righty. And so you're okay with running the credit check, sir?
I'm okay with paying the $50 deposit.
All right, no worries there. And would you like to enroll in our auto payment and paperless billing in order to get that discount?
What kind of discount am I getting, sir?
So we have two options for automatic payments. We have ACH, which is a direct debit payment, or you may use a credit or debit card. Using an ACH payment will get you a $10 discount off of the base price of our 1 gig internet service. But if you use a credit card, it is only a $5 discount.
Okay. I will have to get back to you on that, so we'll leave it as is right now, sir.
All righty. Would you like to at least still enroll in paperless billing, or would you still like to receive a paper bill?
Email is fine, sir.
All righty. And how would you like to make that $50 deposit today?
I have to make it right now.
You would have to make it right now, yes, sir.
What if I don't have a means to pay you right now, then I can't get the service?
We cannot enroll you in service until we can process a payment for that deposit.
And you said I get the money back. When do I get the $50 back, sir?
You get the $50 back at the after you terminate service.
Do I get that in writing, sir?
Can you get that in writing?
That, yeah, I'm giving you a deposit and that I'm going to get the $50 back at the end if I decide to end service.
Yes, that is something that we do provide in writing that is part of the agreements and disclosures we provide you when we submit this order and it gets processed through.
I'm just curious, sir. You all would have asked all of this information online as well if I would have did all this online?
Yes, sir.
You would have asked for my Social Security number?
Yes, in order to run a soft credit check.
Besides this, sir, because this has been longer than expected here for some cable or internet service, how much more after this I give you this information is this process going to be, sir?
We're actually at the very end of this process, actually. After this, we'd have a few disclosures we would go through, and then we would be able to schedule your installation date.
And you're saving this account number, sir, on my account, sir, for this deposit. You're saving this information?
And this does get saved directly to your account information, yes.
So that means you could take monies out of my account, out of this card?
No, sir, we wouldn't be processed. Because you've not signed up for automatic payments, no payment would be processed from this account other than a direct debit. Aside from the deposit fee that would be paid today. Other than that, because you did not sign up for automatic payments, you would be responsible for paying the bill yourself.
Number is 5524-3312-338. Am I going
too fast? A little bit. I was not ready for that. Go ahead with the number one more time.
5524-3380-4843.
What is the three-digit code on the back?
696.
696?
696, yes.
What is the expiration date?
I'm sorry, sir.
What is the expiration date? What's the expiration date?
528.
Name in the card, is that Eric Bradford?
Yes.
What is the zip card for this card?
The zip code?
Yes.
12401.
Thank you very much for that. Alrighty, I do have a couple of disclosures I do have to go over with you real quick before we get to scheduling out that appointment. At the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable, the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of installation. Don't worry, you don't need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, and we'll then help to coordinate that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current provider, we ask that you maintain consistent connection and wait until fiber services have been installed before you cancel with your current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to us here at Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for any unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can visit us on our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your online account. You're automatically enrolled in this account by using the email address you provided with us today. Do you agree to be bound by these terms of services? They do change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration.
Will I be receiving this information via email, everything that you just read to me, sir?
Yes.
I agree, yes.
Fantastic. How did you hear about us? You said you were receiving a lot of mailers and flyers. Is that correct?
Yes.
Fantastic. Is there anything your installer should be aware of on your property, such as buried wires or septic tanks?
No, I will be there when they're there.
All right. Do you have any comments, questions, or concerns today?
I'm just waiting for the scheduling, sir.
No worries about that, Mr. Bradford. All right. Looks like we have a full open schedule for next Tuesday, August 6th. We have an 8 a.m., a 10 a.m., a 1 p.m., or a 3 p.m. What time works best for you?
8 a.m.
8 a.m. Fantastic. All right, Mr. Bradford, I have your name and your email of bradford267@gmail.com, a phone number of 914.
No, sir. That's E. Bradford.
E. Bradford. Sorry about that. I will make sure that gets updated. And we also have a phone number of 914-299-8391 as your contact number. We have you ready to go and scheduled for August 6, 2024 at 8 a.m. Those appointments do take about 2 hours if they are required to lay the drop cable at the time of installation. Otherwise, it does take about an hour and a half. Is there anything you would like for our technicians, like have them call you or give you a text before they arrive?
I will be there when they arrive, sir, 8 o'clock Tuesday morning.
All right, fantastic. I'm getting that scheduled right now. All right, Mr. Bradford, looks like installation.
And this equipment, there's a charge for this equipment?
No, the fee that you get charged from us here at Archtop Fiber includes your service, taxes and fees, and the equipment, as all of it is all combined into one. So that's not something you have to worry about.
You said taxes are included as well?
Taxes are included as well. That is correct.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Bradford, you are scheduled and ready to go.
Thank you.
Is there anything else I can help you with today, Mr. Bradford?
No.
All right. Thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. We look forward to getting your service installed next Tuesday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.